welcoming death when it comes into your life as an opening into the formless one life, one consciousness, which is, as you sit here, we are all dying. We are dying to a false sense of self. And it's beautiful. That's a beautiful death. You've probably died quite a bit already. To be capable of sitting here and embracing that death of that self voluntarily, you must already have died perhaps a few times, so to speak. And that was painful because there was still resistance. You suffered. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Suffering is another way, if you want to avoid spiritual teachings and Omega conferences and retreats, then eventually suffering will work also for you. It may take a little longer. The only thing with spiritual teaching is it speeds things up, if you're ready. You may not have noticed that we are talking only about one thing all the time. Space, whether it's through death, whether it's through becoming aware of space during this talk, perception, looking without the conditioned mind. It's only a habit, a deep-seated habit of labeling everything. So all we are doing, we're going to move our bodies in a little while. The secret is of this transformation is not so much to make it happen, but to allow it to happen. Because if you think that you have to make it happen, that can easily become another problem. And the fallacy of believing that you need to achieve a particular state, which is very widespread in spiritual circles. I need to achieve a state. It's called enlightenment. That's why I'm here, because I want to achieve that state. The truth is, you've achieved it already. It's the unconditioned that is already there underneath the conditioned. So how do I fully know that? Why believe the speaker when he says you are enlightened already? You can add that to the content of your mind. How do you truly know it beyond believing? And the key to that is, and this is a very powerful portal into space, inner space, the most powerful. We are going deeply into that for the rest of this afternoon, deeper and deeper into that space, and that powerful portal is simply called to allow what is now. Because what is and now are inseparable, so I don't even need to say now.